This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault. And it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we are completely blown away by this guy. He's a good friend of my mentor, and the guy that really was, you know, probably five guys have been responsible for this drunk, almost homeless guy laying in the gutter, done well. Because Bob Bodine helped pull me up from nowhere and helped me be as big as I have gotten, all because of him. And I just want to thank him for that. So he called me on the phone and said, you've got to get Bob on the radio show. So Adrian read his book and gave it to me and said, Dad, you've got to read this book. And this guy is your kind of guy. I love him. Don't you?
I do, too. And it's just been a pleasure getting to know Bob TD personally, even before getting to share him with you here on the air. And, you know, what I love about this guy is that he is a leader of leaders, and he has done it in a kind of a what might seem like a roundabout way, even though I think by the time we finish our conversation today, you may come to share my view that it's not a roundabout way at all. It's the way to do it. But Bob TD is an incredible leader, leadership trainer at CRU, formerly Campus Crusade for Christ, and is on his third edition of this amazing book called Leading with Questions. You can see it on his screen as well, where he's interviews some of the biggest names and biggest leaders across industry on the power of asking great questions. So, Bob TD, welcome to Legacy Leadership.
Wow, Tom and Adrian, I've been looking forward to this. I'm honored to be here.
We're happy to have you. And we train the other side of the equation. We don't train people to ask great questions because we're not that smart. We train people to listen to the great questions they ask. So you and I are ham and egg for Adrian and I. I mean, you are the man, because you have to ask the great questions, and then you have to remember the answers to your great questions forever. Right, sir?
Absolutely. You know, you can learn a lot by just listening.
Yeah. That's the whole movie.
That is exactly it.
Was that a Yogi Bearism? You can learn a lot by just listening.
That's exactly right.
So, Bob, share a little bit of your story and how you ultimately came to be in this really cool and unique role that you occupy with CRU. I loved hearing the story, and I think that that'd be a great place for us to start today.
Well, just the past month marked 52 years on the staff of CRU, formerly known as Campus Crusade for Christ. And our first 8 years were in CRU campus. We spent 3 years where you're at, the state of Colorado, 1 year at Denver University, 2 years at Colorado School of Mines and Technology in Golden, and had a great time there. Then moved to the state of Washington, then on to Oregon. First 8 years, CRU campus. In 79, the national director of CRU played matchmaker and brought Josh McDowell and myself together. The Josh McDowell Ministry is a division of CRU. Josh, a very popular speaker, author of many, many books at this point, over 100. And the next 24 years, worked with Josh. We saw that ministry grow from a team of 8 to over 150. Incredible time. We were led to step away in 2003. We took a sabbatical. CRU brought us 7 opportunities. The one that resonated was leadership development. And we've been on the leadership development team since 2004. And, you know, I always say that the mission of developing the next generation of leaders is actually the mission of every organization, or needs to be. Because any organization, if it wants to still be here in 15 to 20 years, in most cases, the current leaders will no longer be leading. In the place will be the leaders that are now developing. And if they fail to do that, well, their company, their organization won't fail tomorrow, not next week, not next month, or even next year. But history is filled of stories of organizations that 15 to 20 years later failed. And so we take this very seriously, being a steward of our emerging leaders. And so that's part of the story. But, you know, in writing a book, Leading with Questions, having a blog called leadingwithquestions.com, people could think, I bet Bob just comes naturally to asking questions. And I say, I wish, but no. Tom, I know you have this great story of your involvement in AA and how it changed your life. I sometimes say I'm a charter member of TA. And people say, I don't know that I know what TA is. And I say, well, it's Tellers Anonymous. We go to our meetings, and I stand up and say, my name's Bob. I'm a teller. And they say, hello, Bob. And, you know, whenever I speak, obviously that's a fictitious organization, but people come up later and say, Bob, I'm also a member of TA, Tellers Anonymous. Truth is, for most of my career, I was a benevolent dictator. My only paradigm of leadership was thinking the job of a leader is to tell staff what to do, to give direction. Now, I did say benevolent. I grew up in a home where I was taught to say please and thank you. So if Tom and Adrian, if you'd been on my team, I don't think I ever would have said, hey, Tom, go do this. Adrian, go do this. It'd been more like, hey, you know, this week, guys, we're working on this. It'd really be great if you could please do this. And when I did it, I said, thank you. Staff meeting. Hey, guys, stand up. You all need to hear what Tom and Adrian did this week. And I don't want to suggest we got nothing done, but the truth is I was a dictator. And in 2006, already on the leadership development team for Crew, I found this book, the first edition of Leading with Questions, written by Dr. Michael Marquardt. I love books. You guys love books. There's a morsel in every one. I had no idea when I bought this it would change my leadership and actually set me on a new path. And so that started in 2006. In 2012, I launched the blog. Mike and I became friends. And while this is his third edition, 2 years ago, he called and said, Bob, would you be willing to co-author the third edition? And so that's how I got involved. His book changed my leadership, and now what a privilege to co-author with him.
That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
To be this sort of fan, so to speak, an appreciator of that work, and then to, you know, to build a relationship. And it's funny because there's a little bit. There's only one part that's not here yet.
Looking for a text message from Bodine to ask me to co-author, so we haven't seen that. But everything else is close to the same. But
tell the story about finding Bob Bodine in his book, because I think it's a mirror.
Well, I just went to the airport and I was walking through there and it was for sale. So I read it on the airplane. I called him afterward and I said, man, this book is going to change the world. And he'd just gotten it out and, you know, he had a few people reading it. And I just said, I cannot believe this book is what it is. Everybody needs to have it, whether it's a spiritual group, whether it's a network marketing company. Everybody needs to understand what drives relationship, and it's the people that you already have the BLTs with. They belong in your tribe. They know that you love them. They know they can trust you, and they know that they're safe with you. Therefore, they'll do anything for you. And I learned that from Bob Bodine. And wow. I have my inner circle just like you do and just like Bob does, and it can change the world. And we're just emulating what you guys are doing. And your book is a must-read, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. I remember Bob Bodine and I having breakfast and him telling me that he was looking to put his book in the airports and what it would cost him. I'm just thinking your story alone made it worth it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like MasterCard commercial, just that story was priceless.
Yep. And he's given us invaluable advice. I mean, he'll do anything for his circle, and he's teaching us to do anything for our circle, and then our circle learns to do anything for their circle, and the world becomes a better place. Right, sir?
Amen. And I'm also the beneficiary. Bob and I have been friends, I think, now for 25 years, and what an incredible gift his friendship to me is.
And you never met a guy who loved his mom and dad more.
Well, I'd give him a run for the money in that category, but yes.
Yeah, he's a beautiful human being.
He is, and he's a great example, as are you. You know, these friendships have these ripple effects, right? And so the way that I first learned about you is that Bob posted about your new edition coming out of this book, and I thought, wow, what a great title. I need to know this guy. And I called Bob and said, hey, you know, if you think it would be a good fit, we'd love to have Bob Titi on the show and help him to promote the book, and I'd love to get to know him. And, you know, as you would expect, he said, absolutely, I think you guys would be a great fit, and he made that connection. And these things just, they continually interweave together when we hold on to these meaningful friendships. And Bob, you know, I think we both count him among our closest friends, among the people who we admire most, among people who we know that we could reach out to. And it staggers my mind to think of how many people consider Bob Bodine in that sort of category.
Yeah.
And I know he considers you, yeah, Bob, in that category. And so it's just amazing the way that the world can flow together and these connections that we create can have an impact that carries forward, you know, for generations, for, you know, across lines that we never, yeah, would have expected.
Adrian, I love the scriptures. One of my favorite scriptures I'm thinking of right now is that the scripture says, man plans his way, but God orders our footsteps.
Isn't that,
and
wow.
One of my prayers every morning is, God, don't let me miss the people that you put in my path today. Now, sometimes it's open the door for somebody and that's it. But just having that awareness. And I don't ever want to get so focused on my agenda for the day as to miss God's agenda for the day.
That's exactly right. That's exactly it.
Are we already at the end?
We got a minute to go to our first.
You were so fascinating. We're already coming. Adrian keeps the clock, and we're already at the, is it in a minute?
We got a minute.
So where do you want to send people to buy your book? Where do we find more information about you? How do we get plugged into to you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, two things. I invite everybody to subscribe to my blog, leadingwithquestions.com. It's free. You'll join leaders from 190 nations that have already subscribed. And so just go to leadingwithquestions.com, cursor to the bottom right, enter your email, click on subscribe, and you're all set. The book is available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. But you can,
wow,
go to Amazon, Leading with Questions, ask for the, or, you know, type in the third edition. It's the blue one.
There we go.
The blue, all right, one. And we're going to take a fast break. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network, 545 radio stations throughout the world. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for having us on. We'll be back right after this.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we are having a blast. This is one of Bob Bodine's really old friends. I'm just kind of a new old friend. But this guy's the real deal. He's connected at the very top of industry all over the world. He knows what he's talking about. And his success lies in the questions that you ask. So I want you to master that as well as listening to those great questions get answered by the people that you're actually asking the questions of. And back over to you, Adrian.
So let's actually start there. Like, there's this premise of leading with questions and moving past being a card-carrying member of TA and into this world of learning how to ask better questions. Why is that such a big difference maker for a leader?
Well, let me ask you this, Adrian. Do you like being told what to do?
Hate it.
Yeah. How have you felt whenever you've had a leader, supervisor, boss, director, whatever the title, but somebody you reported to, how did it feel whenever they said, hey, Adrian, what do you think we might do here?
It always feels a lot better.
Yeah. Without them saying it, they're communicating by their question, their action, that they value you. And, Adrian, play with me here just a little bit. I'm going to ask a silly question, but I'm going somewhere.
All right.
And that is, if you were in a big canoe, you and 9 team members, 10 of you all together, and there's oars for every one of them, and you want to get the canoe across the lake as quick as possible, how many of them would you like to have row with you?
I would like to have all of them rowing with me, half of them on one side and half on the other.
Yes, yes. You got it. I told you it was a silly question, but I'm going somewhere. Imagine now that same team, you and 9 of your team members gathered around your conference table.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity on the table. Now listen to my question carefully. If you are a leader like I used to be, the benevolent dictator, and your thought is it's your job to figure out how to take advantage of the opportunity, then you'll tell them what to do and they'll do it. But how many mental oars are there in the water then trying to figure out how to take advantage of the opportunity?
One.
Just one.
Yeah, only one. But all you have to do is lean forward, say, gang, here's this opportunity, and you share it. What do you all think we might do? And then you listen. Now, Adrian, while it's not guaranteed, is there a probability that you might hear an idea from one of your team better than anything you had thought of?
Almost guaranteed in my case.
Yeah, because you got the odds are you've multiplied it by nine.
Yeah.
So let's say on the other side of the table sits Sally, and Sally shares an idea, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, that is brilliant. You lean forward, you look Sally in the eye, say, Sally, I love your idea. In fact, Sally, would you be willing to lead our team in executing on your idea? How hard will Sally work?
She'll work her tail off.
Because whose idea is she executing?
Her own. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's just a little bit on why a leader who leads with questions is so much more effective.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another thing I frequently share is, again, this is another confession. When a leader thinks they need to have all the answers, and that's what I used to think, hey, I'm the leader, I've got to have all the answers. Guess what you're tempted to do when you're asked a question by your staff that you don't know the answer for?
Make it up.
Yeah. I'm guilty. And I had such kind staff, they never stood up and said, TD, I think you just made that up.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking they thought to themselves, hey, I don't think Bob knew. I think he just made it up. Well, today, when I'm asked a question I don't know the answer, let's just say, Adrian, you asked me a question I didn't know the answer. I'll say, wow, Adrian, that is a fantastic question. I don't know the answer. What do you think the answer might be? Many times, staff have an answer. Sometimes I say, well, Bob, I came to you because I didn't have an answer to that. Well, Adrian, I don't either, but that's a fantastic question. How could we find the answer?
Yeah.
And usually they'll have some ideas. I mean, somebody they know, a Google search. And I'll say, Adrian, would you go do that research for us and come back? Because we need to know the answer to that question. Well, what I've just rehearsed there, Adrian, I'm not prepared to be asked anything. Not to make it up, but to affirm the question and then together benefit from them doing the research.
I love that. So we're going to take another quick break here in a second. On the other side of the break, I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about next, because to do this book, to put it together, Michael and Bob talked to like some titans of industry, of the armed forces, of all different categories, and learn some amazing things that fed into this book. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Bob Titi. Go check out leadingwithquestions.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event Friday night.
Honestly, this is really disturbing when you have victims that are literally just trying to do an outreach effort, trying to, you know, help people out and get people on the right path. and this is what they end up getting hit with.
Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says dozens and dozens of shots were fired. Two of the victims are in critical condition. An Alabama woman, Carly Russell, is charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement and one count of falsely reporting an incident. After she disappeared for 2 days, she reappeared, claiming to have been kidnapped while she was checking on a toddler she saw sitting on the side of the highway. Both of those claims were false. The backlog of American passports continues to increase, with the State Department receiving 430,000 passport applications each week. The surge has left staff overwhelmed and travelers in a state of panic. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault, and Adrian's going to take this guy deep now.
Yeah, this has been a great conversation already, and one of the things that I really appreciated about your book, Bob, is that it's very research-based, and it's not just, you know, lo and behold, you went out and asked some questions in order to help you to formulate a book about leading with questions instead of just doing this all from your experience or your knowledge. You tapped into a much wider database. And so, Bob, talk about some of the people that you all got to interview to put this work together, and maybe share a couple of highlights of some of the most insightful conversations.
Well, Adrian, I do want to share that my co-author, and he's really the lead, Dr. Michael Marquardt, and for many years, professor at George Washington University, a brilliant, brilliant man. And I'm just wanting to say that we did it together.
Yes.
And not something Bob did by himself. But One of the things that continually amazes me about leading with questions is that so many of the best questions are so simple. You can think, okay, if I'm really going to be good at leading with questions, I'm going to have to get a master's degree in questionology, you know, and I'm going to have to memorize these long, complicated kind of questions. And I say, nope, you don't have to do that. In fact, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story in the book about Navy Captain Michael D. Abershoff. And when he took over the command of the USS Binfold, one of our nation's most modern warships, however the Navy measures morale, morale on that ship was the absolute lowest of any vessel in the U.S. Navy. I think we have approximately 300. 18 months later, under his command, retested, morale was the highest of all ships. He literally took that ship morale from lowest to highest, worst to first. And the first thing he did upon taking command was very telling. This wasn't all he did, but I'll tell the story of just the first thing. He takes command and he sets up 300 meetings, one-on-one with 300 sailors on that ship. Schedules them for 15 minutes each. Now, it took weeks to get this all done. But in those meetings, 15 minutes each, he asked each sailor three questions. You're going to love this because you hear these questions once and you'll have them memorized. He said, what do you like best about this ship? What do you like least? What would you change if you could? Now, Captain Abershoff did not promise to make every change he heard. But it didn't take long. He's hearing things and thinking to himself, what? What do you mean that's not being done on this ship? We're going to fix that.
Yeah.
But Tom, guess who he gave credit to for the ideas when he began to announce changes?
Everybody that had them.
Yeah. You could have been a new sailor out on your first cruise. You had this meeting. You shared something. Maybe your idea was one of those ideas that he heard. Now, again, such a wise man. Instead of taking personal credit, like, hey, I know we've done that other times on other ships I've been, and I can't believe they're not doing it here, so I'm announcing that I'm doing it. No, he said, Tom, thank you, and we're going to implement that idea. Well, at the end of the first day, he probably only met with 10 or 15 sailors, but there was a buzz on the ship. The new captain's different. He actually is asking us for input.
Yeah.
And when you hear just that story of how he started, you begin to say, well, of course, morale on that ship had to increase. And again, I love this story for so many reasons. The simple questions, but also the affirmation of the sailors who gave the input. You know, he wasn't like, he was so wise, he didn't take credit. And yet, you know, we look at him and say, obviously a brilliant leader to have the wisdom to approach it that way. So that's one.
Adrian still has a massive resentment. He believes he is the man who invented the stopper for the coffee at the Starbucks.
That is true.
And they didn't give him credit.
Well, funny story. So, To reflect back on what you just shared, so simple. And so much of it was essentially the quality of giving a dang that was really what it all came down to, right?
Yeah.
He was willing. 300 sailors is a lot of people to sit down and meet with. That took some real care and some effort, and there's a lot of other things that Captain could have decided to spend time on. He chose to spend the time there. And that's a huge deal. And then to reflect back, that recognition was a big deal too. And it's funny. So I hadn't thought about that in years, but it's funny that he alluded to this story. So Howard Schultz, the now I think retired chairman of Starbucks, was chairman and CEO for a long time, stepped away as CEO and was just chairman. And Starbucks kind of went in the tank around like 2007, 2008. And so the stock was doing bad. Howard decided to come back as CEO. And one of the first things he did is he put up a website called mystarbucksidea.com. And it was basically like a Reddit sort of a thing, an upvote, downvote sort of deal. And you could submit an idea for what could make Starbucks better. And so he did not do the second great step of recognition, but he got curious about what the good ideas were. And I submitted the idea that my local Starbucks would take the stickers that they would use to hold the beans shut, and they'd put a sticker over the spout on your lid when you left to keep it from leaking. And that thing got like 500,000 upvotes or something crazy, and they implemented it, and that's when they created those little sticks. And so it's just cool how stuff happens. I think I should have Starbucks free for life, but it did not happen.
Absolutely. I give it to you free. I'll never look at that stopper the same again.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's my number one two truths and a lie truth. I love that one.
You know, we're talking about Starbucks, and this story is not in the book, but it's a great example. There was a blog post, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of who authored this blog post, but said they were working on a proposal. And they were, you know, going to go present to a potential buyer, and they stopped at Starbucks for coffee. And so they're sitting there drinking coffee, and they make this observation. Starbucks offers three sizes, right? Tall, grande, venti. Or you could say small, medium, and large.
Yep.
And they thought, huh. And they just watched, and then they asked, which one is most frequent? Well, the grande turns out to be most frequent. But what they begin to think about was, if you say, hey, would you like coffee? We then are evaluating yes or no. Would you like this one or this one? We're still evaluating. Do we want it or don't? But when you offer three things, now you're evaluating, not do you want to buy it, you're evaluating which one.
Yeah.
And so just at times, asking a question with three options. Hey, I'll give you a practical hint. I don't know who in your family kind of says, hey, if you're, you know, ordering out or getting food, where should we get the food from tonight? Or if you're going out, which restaurant? Instead of just saying, hey, should we go there? And the spouse says, yes or no. Give three options. And then they're evaluating between the three, and you'll actually get a faster decision when you offer three options than when you offer just one, because if you get a no, well, then you have to think of another option, and you're evaluating that. At any rate, they learned that from Starbucks, three options.
There you go. And that's exactly it. You're doing, when you do that, you're, part of what you're doing is you're removing some of the heaviness of that question for the other person, right? It's hard to come up with the idea of like what restaurants we want to go to, because I have to pick from the whole universe of all the options.
Yes.
If you give me three, it works better. And you see that happen in restaurants with menu options and all that kind of stuff. And so that's powerful stuff. Bob, is there another person that you encountered along the way that you'd like to share about?
Yes. Would you like to know the four questions one consultant uses to make a handsome six-figure income?
Yes.
Somebody
write these down.
Yeah. He shared that he's not a subject matter expert. They don't invite him in because he has expertise. And he said, on day one, I could consult with the head of an airline company. Day two, the head of a pharmaceutical company. Day three, the head of a software company. He said, I'd ask the same four questions. He said, might you be curious to know the questions? Like, yeah, and can I write them down, just like Tom said? He said, I'd be disappointed if you didn't. He said, here they are. First question is, what's going well? Second, what's not? Third, where are you stuck? Fourth, what needs to change? And then, you know, he kind of backed up and said, Bob, don't miss that first question. He said, if I started with a new client, 8 a.m. in the morning, never been with them before, and I start with what's not going well, he said, I'd never get an honest answer. He said, no one at 8 a.m. wants to get naked and confess, yeah, we're a bunch of losers here. And so if you start with what's not going well, it feels like you're having to confess, yeah, we're a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
He said, I never start there. I start with question one, what's going well? Now, he has a whole bunch of what else's, and how'd you figure that out? And well, then how did you get into that? And, you know, he's cheering. And he said, by the time I'm done with question one, they're thinking that I'm thinking they're the most brilliant leader I've ever spent time with. So he said, when I then ask what's not, I actually get an honest answer. Because, you know, using baseball as a word picture, they're not feeling like they're confessing. We've had nothing but outs and errors and losses. It's like, you know, in spite of the games won, runs batted in, all the hits, yeah, we've had some errors. We've had some losses. And you actually hear the real story. And then he said, Bob, look at question 3 and 4. Where are you stuck? What needs to change? He said, guess who solves their problem? They do.
Yeah.
And he said, at the end of the day, they write me that big check and tell me I'm a brilliant consultant.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Well, I was on a podcast with Tom Ziegler, and I shared the same story. And Tom, at this point in the conversation, said, well, Bob, he said, I'm a bit of a brain science nerd. I've studied brain science. Can I tell you why that first question is so good? And I said, Tom, it's your podcast. You can say anything you want. He said, well, when the brain is processing positive things, like what's going well, positive endorphins are firing. He said, that is the perfect place brain-wise to solve problems.
Yeah.
He said, the leader that comes in and beats up the staff with what's not going well and now wants them to fix it, he said, that is not the ideal place in terms of energy, creativity, and the things you need to solve a problem.
I love that. I love that. All right, we got to take one last break before we come back for our final segment together. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault with our guest, Bob Teede. Make sure you go check out leadingwithquestions.com on the break. We'll be back right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, my little boy. And Adrian is learning a ton from a master named Bob Peaty. And what you need to do is get this book called Leading with Questions, and you need to buy it today. Do you have it on Audible?
Yeah, on Amazon, it is available on Audible.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting.
Cool.
Yeah, so you look at this complete marathoner's body, and you will know that I listen to books while I'm running through the refrigerator. So this is very, very exciting. So yeah, this is cool. Take it away, Adrian.
So, Bob, all right, you are the questions expert, and so I feel like I should ask you this one. Is there any question that I haven't asked you yet that you wish I would have asked you by now?
Oh, Adrian, there is one that comes to mind. And yes, I would love for every listener to go to Amazon or wherever books are sold and purchase not only one, but copies of Leading with Questions for your whole team. But you asked, is there another question? And that is, ask me how someone can get the book for free.
Ooh, all right. How can they get a copy of the book for free, Bob?
I would invite every listener to consider this. And that is to join the third edition Book Ambassador team. Now, if you join the team, here's the greatest benefit. And that is you will help increase the leadership effectiveness of everyone in the shadow of your influence. What's required is that when you get your book, you take a picture kind of like this. Post that picture with link to Amazon, do a review on Amazon, and then again, post the picture with yourself and send out an email to your whole list encouraging them to purchase Leading with Questions, the third edition. If you're willing to do that, we will then send you an appreciation, a complimentary copy, autographed, and sent to you. And if you have interest in giving that consideration, just go to leadingwithquestions.com. On the top, once you get there, you'll see the word contact. I'm just checking it. Yeah, contact. And click on that place to fill in your name and email address and just put a little note. Bob, tell me how to get the free book. And I will send you an email so you can have all the details and then decide whether you want that free book or not. It does require that you make that commitment. But guess what? If you say you're going to do it, we're going to trust you and we will send the book. Because we trust you.
Isn't that cool?
Shipping's $500. Awesome. This is the best news in the world. Thank you. Wow.
My pleasure.
Very generous. That's really, really cool. Bob, the show is called Legacy Leadership, and we think of your legacy not as something that is so much about what happens after you're gone, but about the ripples that you create while you're still here on this earth. What is the legacy that you hope to be creating in this stage of your life right now?
Wow, that is, you ought to write a book, Adrian, with great questions. That is one of them. The legacy, again, when a leader gets better, everybody wins. And there's something that's a multiplication effect. It is my prayer, my goal, my intent. And that is that as a leader understands this paradigm that leading with questions would allow him or her to be 10 times more effective. Once they grab hold of that, it's they're saying what I said. Why hasn't anyone ever shared this with me before? And then a leader who leads with questions, well, I'll back up. A leader who always gives the answers will develop a group of followers. But I'm suggesting the job of leadership is to develop leaders. And a leader who leads with questions will be developing a group of leaders. You know, it's like the old thing of give a man a fish and he'll come every day. Give staff an answer, they'll keep coming. But ask questions and they'll be able to do that in turn. That's what I'm praying for my legacy to be.
That is so beautiful, and it's so funny. I was on a call this morning with a guy named Brandon Cunningham, who's a huge leader in the marketing space. And he goes, you know, the thing I have learned is that you become a leader in network marketing, and you learn it the hard way the first time, which is that you created a 24/7 job where everybody is pounding on your door constantly asking for the answers. And the only way to really be a sustainable leader is to cultivate other leaders. And if you give them all the answers, they will never be leaders. You have to teach them how to ask the questions and find the answers themselves. And so he's a disciple of Bob Teede without even knowing it, and I'm going to tell him he needs to check out the book. That's such a beautiful
thing. Send me his name and address, and I will send a complimentary one via his
I will.
Yes.
All right.
He is so cut out of the Bob Bodine cloth, it's almost creepy, isn't it? You guys are like cloning each other. And it's very, very inspiring to both Adrian and I, because we know we need to get better. And the only way we can do that is to ride on your shoulders a little bit and learn from you. And we just want to thank you for coming on the show. You were extraordinary. And we knew this was going to happen. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you.
It's been my honor and my pleasure.
Who's our guest next week?
Next week we have Shanita. I can't say her last name the right way, but she is amazing, co-founder of By Design and a legend in the network marketing space. It's going to be a really fun conversation. And Bob Teede, you shot the lights out today. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. Everyone, make sure you go to leadingwithquestions.com, subscribe to the blog, hit that contact button at the top right, and get plugged in as an ambassador so we can spread the word of asking better questions. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you all next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.